This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor. Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. It's all about living well. It's about creating brand new choices that you can create every single day. And the good news is, it doesn't matter if you've had bad choices for a long time, because today can be a brand new day. Now, the amazing piece of this is that we know that about 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way in. But the good news is that if we make better choices and new choices, that many times we can lifestyle our way out, get well, stay well, and live well. That's what it's all about. Cutting calories, they say, may ease sleep apnea in obese folks. So cutting calories could improve your sleep and lower blood pressure. Remember this. This is in a Brazilian study. But always remember, just 5 pounds. No matter what you're dealing with, just 5 pounds. Now, we've known recently in the studies that they came out with, and they said if you lose just 5 pounds, that it's equivalent to losing 30 pounds when it relates to blood pressure. But what they're finding is that even just 5 pounds of weight loss can impact the body across the board. So our habits really determine our health. And if we start in small increments, because a lot of times you may see, say, weight loss, for example, as this big mountain that you have to climb. You know, you need to lose 50 pounds, 60 pounds, 100 pounds. And you think, well, that's going to take me forever to do that. When the reality is, if you'll focus on that first 5 pounds and celebrate it, and then go for the next 5 pounds and celebrate that. And then go for the next 5 pounds, celebrate that. See what I mean? So you got to celebrate your victories along the way rather than just sitting back and looking at the mountain for what it is and look at it. Because if you'll celebrate those 5 pounds and you get into these situations where you start losing 5, 10, 15, that's where everything begins to shift in the body. And you literally can create change that across the board, whether you're taking 3, 4, 5 medications, whether you don't feel good, don't have good energy levels, you really can create change in the body. So it's incredible. So sleep apnea is a big issue, and it correlates with obesity in a lot of ways. And what it is, it causes pausing in breathing while you're sleeping. And it's associated with high blood pressure, heart issues, and stroke. And there's a study which included about 21 obese people aged 20 to 55. In over a 16-week period, some reduced their caloric intake by about 800 calories a day, while others made no dietary changes at all. At the end of the trial, the patients who reduced their caloric intake had lost more weight and had fewer breathing pauses during sleep. So the lower blood pressure had showed higher levels of oxygen in their blood. So it's interesting. So the findings were to be presented recently at the American Heart Association meeting on high blood pressure. It was in San Francisco. And the data and conclusions of the research presented in medical meetings are typically viewed as preliminary until published in peer-reviewed journals. So the study suggested that obese patients with obstructive sleep apnea, moderate energy restriction, can reduce not only body fat, also the severity of obstructive sleep apnea. And co-author Dr. Marcia Klein, who's an adjunct professor at the Department of Applied Nutrition at Rio de Janeiro, said that so moderate energy restriction in these patients has the potential, this is what's amazing, to reduce cardiovascular risk. So losing weight was most likely the key to all the benefits observed in the calorie-restricted group, and a greater reduction in the systolic blood pressure can be explained at least partially by the reduction in the body weight that was associated with the reduction in this study. So the systolic blood pressure, that's the top number in the blood pressure reading, and it reflects the force of blood in the arteries when the heart beats. And the diastolic blood pressure, which is the bottom number, measures the pressure in the arteries between the beats. So the optimal blood pressure still is our good old standard 120 over 80. And that's what you want to always shoot for. But again, interesting. Sleep apnea and our choices, cutting calories, dropping the weight, and what it can do to our overall health. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, check out the website. You can find someone there. Our team members, of course, can help you along the way. And, of course, we've got team members growing all around the country. Go to the website. You can get information right there. Let's go to the phones with Gail. Hi, Gail.
I'm calling in regard to fibromyalgia. I'd like to know symptoms of it and the cure for it, if there is such a cure.
Well, fibromyalgia, Gail, one of the issues that you have to look at, and this is pretty common, but low serotonin levels. And fibromyalgia typically starts out, it's an inflammatory condition, but with low serotonin, which is a brain chemical, when it gets low, it can affect and cause a lot of the, or mimic a lot of these issues with kind of that pain and inflammation. A lot of the connective tissue really can cause quite a bit of pain. So I would encourage you, of course, to look at that. So if they put you on antidepressants or any kind of brain-related medication, they do that to get serotonin levels balanced, because they know if they can balance serotonin, then typically they can help in a situation reduce a lot of the pain. So that's why that's done. It's not because so much of depression per se, but it's to balance out that brain chemistry. Now, the other issue you got to look at is the inflammation in the gut. So the gut health is critical for your overall health. And that's what I would reach out and begin, is looking at a good solid game plan for that, because our digestive health is everything. And as you build a good game plan around that, you want to focus on building a strong gut flora, bacterial flora, and it's eating the right kind of foods on a regular basis. I mean, you want to do always more of an anti-inflammatory based diet. So you want to do equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbs in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then your good healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados. You want to have a good overall format and game plan to really build on. And as you do that, then you can really begin to thrive. But you can't do it by yourself. And I would encourage you to really have someone take you by the hand, kind of handhold you in the process, maybe a nutritionist or someone along those lines that can really guide you and get a good exercise plan going, get a personal trainer that can walk you in that process, and just build on top of that. Because as you do build and you create better lifestyle choices, especially with something like fibromyalgia, then you can really begin to win. And cutting out gluten is a big piece. That's always an important aspect of that. And as you do that, of course, it takes some time. It takes about 8 weeks to really start noticing some difference. So if you get 2 weeks into it, don't notice a whole lot, don't quit. Keep pushing through. And omega-3 fats are very, very important in fibromyalgia. Very important. So some docs kind of dismiss it as not really a diagnosis, but some will, the medical community is kind of divided on that in some ways. So again, as you're going through treatment therapy, look at the nutritional side, because it really can help and also get your body moving. Studies have shown that when you're dealing with fibromyalgia, that actually, even though it hurts and aches, you can do some light walking, maybe get in the pool and create some exercise. The motion helps.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way at Lewis Beck, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 7272 and can help you online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Now, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area that believes the same way we do, check out the website and find someone in your area to help you go to that next level with your health and with your life. Eye issues can be a real challenge. How many times have you been to have your vision checked? A lot of people don't do that on a routine basis. So there's six unexpected ways that eye issues can really hurt you. Now, vision changes, such as difficulty in focusing or distinguishing colors, are common with age, but eye issues, particularly vision loss, are more than a nuisance. Vision issues may signal serious health conditions, and they can also increase your risk for injury. So how often you get your eyes examined depends on a few factors like age and whether you risk your risk for other eye issues. So people with diabetes or hypertension or people who have had eye surgery are the ones that need to take more precautions. The American Optometric Association recommends that eye exams happen every 2 years for risk-free patients and annual exams for risk for at-risk patients between the ages of 18 and 60. So for patients 61 and older, the AOA recommends annual eye examinations. Here are six reasons to take your vision very, very seriously. Okay, vision loss can increase your risk of death. It really can. Vision loss interferes with a person's ability to complete basic tasks, so also known as instrumental activities of daily living, or ADLs. So grocery shopping, using the telephone, housework, which are all measures of the ability to live independently. According to the Journal of Ophthalmology, they say a decrease in activities of daily living in the ADLs is associated with the increased risk of death. So a 31% greater mortality over an 8-year study. There's also a red flag for other health issues with vision. Aging isn't the only factor that can affect your vision. Health conditions like diabetes and hypertension can cause eye issues as well. So diabetes is one of the leading causes of blindness in the United States. According to the National Institutes of Health, consistent high blood pressure levels can cause blurred vision or difficulty seeing at night. So again, little challenges to increase some of your eating habits. We're going to talk about what to do here in just a moment. So it's interesting because vision loss also linked to depression. And this is, you think, it's interesting with me with health because you start thinking about, well, if you have vision issues, it's only going to affect your eyesight and that's all it would affect. But our body is so interconnected that one condition can throw off and affect another condition. I mean, everything is interrelated. It goes hand in hand, and it's all interwoven. So adults with vision loss were 90% more likely to be depressed than those with no vision issues at all. This is according to a recent study. Researchers found that more than 10% of people living with vision loss reported symptoms of major depression. So the study found that the prevalence of depression was about 11% among those with vision loss compared to about 4.8. It also can cause anxiety. People that deal with vision issues tend to have a higher level of anxiety. There's more falls, and glaucoma can raise the risk of a lot of the auto accidents. So people with advanced glaucoma lose their peripheral vision, which leads to, if it's not treated and taken care of effectively, it can lead to excess accidents. So caring for the aging eye is another big one. Number one, here's what you can do. These are some basic tips. You want to eat more fruits and vegetables, number one, and because the high antioxidant level in fruits and vegetables that we don't get. Remember, 1.5% of Americans actually eat fruits and vegetables, so we have to get on the bandwagon. Kind of important. So number two, wear sunglasses. The UV rays can cause cataracts and even macular degeneration, so chronic eye disease with vision loss. Go for the large wraparound sunglasses with UV filters, and you can wear a wide-brimmed hat or offer you protection from the sun's rays. But it's important to wear your sunglasses, when you're out in the sun to keep those eyes protected. Get more sleep, too. They said a lack of sleep promotes eye strain, so be sure to get at least 8 hours a night to function properly and make sure you're getting enough shut-eye. Quit smoking, too. That's a big one, they said. So the smoking can cause eye disease because it reduces blood flow to the eyes and increases your eye's absorption of a lot of the toxic substances. So you want to make sure to get in, obviously I know it's a tough one. You're just like, oh yeah, I'll quit smoking if you've been smoking for 30 years. But you want to do everything that you can to build a good solid game plan so that you can quit. It's critical. Take frequent breaks. The average American gets about 9 hours a day of screen time. That's computer, TV, cell phone, and tablets. So about 70% of the U.S. adults experience digital eye strain. You want to give your eyes a rest. About every 30 minutes, look away from your screen for about 10 seconds just to give those eyes a little breather. And that can help out tremendously because, I mean, it's one of those challenges. I mean, we have to deal with screens. I mean, everything from our phone to our whole world now is on a screen. It's crazy to think about that. But to build those levels up and to get your health the way that it needs to be, it makes sense. And it will help you really long term to go where you need to go with your vision. You know, get them checked out. Every 2 years, that's the norm. Judy in Rochester, New York says, I have both rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis, and I've had it for many years. I'm 76, not overweight, no other real health issues like diabetes or heart disease, except I do have multiple herniated discs. So spinal stenosis is a challenge, a little bit of nerve involvement. So what do you think I should do? Well, again, if you've got rheumatoid and osteoarthritis, you've got a couple things happening. So you've got itis, you've got inflammation, and the rheumatoid, of course, is an autoimmune. So it's where the immune system thinks that there's something wrong with the joints. It goes in, it tears down, breaks down the joints, and the body thinks it's an invader. So it goes in to tear it down. Osteoarthritis, a lot of times, wear and tear and poor nutrition can lead that pathway. So what do? You're not overweight. You got some disc issues. So overall, you want to look at any vitamin and mineral deficiencies you might have. Minerals are key in this. Boron is so important, and we don't get enough of it. But also look at vitamin D because it's a catalyst. If you don't have enough vitamin D3, the minerals aren't going to work. So you need them to go hand in hand in the body. Your physician can get a blood test done and check those numbers and see what they are. But also clean up your diet. You want to go anti-inflammatory. Make sure you get into the kind of foods that lower inflammation in the body. It can make a big difference. Be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. You can help me online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Our food of the hour is one of my favorites, and it will set you on fire, but it is fantastic. The benefits are amazing. And remember, food either brings health to the body or it takes health out of the body, and you have to make a decision on what you put in your body every day. So we're talking about chili peppers and what they can do. Of course, they contain a substance called capsaicin, and it gives peppers their characteristic pungence. It can produce mild to intense spice when eaten, of course, depending on what kind you use, but again, it's a very strong inhibitor of substance P, which is a neuropeptide associated with the inflammatory process. So the hotter the chili pepper, the more of this that it contains. And the hottest varieties include the habanero and also the Scotch bonnet peppers. The jalapenos are next, and their heat, of course, has a strong content to it. Now, the Anaheim and Hungarian chili cherry peppers are in line as well. The great interesting thing of this is that they're very, very helpful against arthritis, psoriasis, and even diabetic neuropathy. So when animals were injected with a substance that causes inflammatory arthritis, they were fed a diet that contained this component. They had delayed onset of arthritis and also significantly reduced the inflammation. It's got a lot of natural pain relief to it. So total components of this are now recognized as treatment options for osteoarthritis pains. There's enough studies and been enough research done against placebos and double-blind controlled trials that they found this out. So even studies for pain management for diabetic neuropathy, they've listed the benefits of the topical chili pepper substance itself to alleviate the disabling pain associated with the condition. What's interesting about it, too, is there's a lot of heart benefits or cardiovascular benefits. The red hot chili peppers, such as cayenne, have been shown to reduce blood cholesterol, triglyceride levels, and even platelet aggregation while increasing the body's ability to dissolve fibrin, which is that substance that's integral to the formation of the blood clots. So the cultures where hot pepper is used liberally has much lower rates of heart attack, stroke, and pulmonary embolisms. So again, to spice up your meals, it's great. I mean, they've done multiple studies on this, and they were typically subjects were given about 30 grams a day, whether it was ground up, blended into their meals or whatever. That's what they got the greatest benefits. It helps to clear congestion too. So if you deal with a lot of inflammation, nasal congestion, it helps to clear that out. Even with the lungs, it does as well. There's so many benefits to it. I mean, prostate cancer, they've done studies on this. This is, just blows me away. But the capsaicin is that compound for the pungent heat, and in a recent Journal of Cancer Research, they found that this triggers suicide in both primary types of prostate cancer cells, which growth is stimulated by male hormones. So the capsaicin lessens the expression of the PSA and inhibits the ability of the most potent form of testosterone, which is DHT, and it activates the PSA, directly inhibits PSA transcription. So it's pretty amazing what it does. The dose effective in the testing was about 400 milligrams three times a week. So a man weighing 200 pounds, they said after about 4 weeks of receiving the component, they said prostate cancer tumor growth and size decreased significantly in animals. So excessive intake of the hot chilies has also been linked to stomach cancer. So it's a catch-22. So prevent stomach ulcers. The chili peppers have a bad and mistaken reputation for contributing to stomach ulcers. So not only do they not cause ulcers, they can help prevent them by killing the bacteria you may have ingested, the H. pylori, that could be causing them. Because a lot of times H. pylori can cause peptic ulcers. It's pretty common. You want to lose the weight, so all the heat you feel after eating the hot chili peppers takes energy. And the calories to produce even the sweet red peppers have been found to contain a lot of substance that significantly increases thermogenesis and oxygen consumption for more than about 20 minutes after they're eaten. It lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes too. So making chili pepper is frequently enjoyed since in the healthiest way of eating really can reduce the risk of hyperinsulinemia, which is a high blood level of insulin. So in a study published in the July 2006 issue of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, the Australian researchers show that the amount of insulin required to lower blood sugar after a meal is reduced if the meal contains chili pepper. So when chili-containing meals are a regular part of the diet, insulin requirements drop even lower. Plus, the chili's beneficial effects on insulin needs get even better as the body mass index increases. So in overweight people, not only do the chili-containing meals do well, but, of course, they enhance the situation. And also, there's what's called C-peptide. And the C-peptide is one of the molecules of insulin. So the C-peptide is lessened, it's decreased, as going into the bloodstream in this process. It's really interesting, fascinating. That's why I love foods. I mean, foods really can be our best medicine in so many ways. And what we put inside of our body definitely becomes our body. So your foods that you choose to eat every day, I always say that the choices that we make today, the foods we eat, the air we breathe, water we drink, will determine the kind of health you're going to have, the kind of body you're going to have tomorrow. It's incredible to understand that our body is made in such an amazing way that it regenerates. And we don't have to be stuck. Just because we've made some bad choices in the past, our body's doing whatever it's doing now, we don't have to be stuck with that. We really can make a transition and see our bodies begin to thrive again. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Let's go to John. Hi, John.
I'm a 14-year paraplegic, and I contract osteomyelitis, which this is a blood and bone disease, and I'm feeling tired a lot. I'm trying to figure out what will increase my energy level.
Well, energy level, you've got to look at a couple things. I mean, with you, with the activity level not being where it needs to be, you want to look at the body's overall system. So your eating habits are going to be important. So what you put inside your body is going to be critical, really, in getting the body where it needs to be. But you also want to make sure the adrenal glands are healthy. Those are the body's stress glands, the two little glands that sit on top of the kidneys. You want to make sure they're healthy, make sure growth hormone levels, testosterone levels are where they need to be. And your doctor can do a pretty simple set of blood tests to find that out. I would encourage you to have that done just so they know. I mean, one of the tough challenges, especially in your situation, is making sure to stay on top of things. You want to make sure to stay on top of the hormones, stay on top of your overall metabolic rate in your areas of fitness. You want to make sure that those are all managed and managed well. And if you do that, then, of course, you can get into certain supplementation and all that, omega-3 fats, vitamin D3, probiotics. But you want to know what your body needs specifically. That's one of the big keys in the overall process. And then, you know, again, building a good, solid plan. Getting all the nutrition that you need, because that's going to be your kind of your weapon against all of this. And making sure that you get everything that you need, that, of course... from a nutritional perspective, that you're building a good solid foundation. And get a nutritionist, someone to guide you in that process. Or you can get one of our coaches at the website, oncallradio.com, get some help. But get somebody to guide you in that process so you understand what it means to have a good lifestyle plan. And then you can build from there. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, then go to the website. You can find someone there. Our team members are growing all around the country. Pretty exciting to see. And again, you don't have to be stuck where you are. You really can go to that next level. That's what we want to do. We want to help you get there. Pamela in Louisville, Kentucky. I have a twitching that occurs randomly in my sleep when I'm awake. I learned that about 2 years ago when a sleep study technician told me that they noticed it in one of my legs, and it's progressed all over my body now. Doctors here in my state do not know what's causing it, and they don't seem to be concerned to help me find it out. It seems like restless leg. One of them says they've done MRIs, but everything came up negative. What do you think? Well, a couple things. One, again, typically you have mineral deficiencies that can happen that can cause some of this. And it's very common. It's not abnormal. It's very common. A lot of the mineral deficiencies can build up over a period of time and really be challenging to the system. So I would encourage you, first and foremost, to get some lab work done and check and make sure there are none. A lot of times minerals like magnesium, calcium, boron, even potassium, magnesium, all of those can be deficient. Even if one of those is down, it can start causing these kind of issues. But vitamin D3 works with it as well. Now, liquid minerals I really like. I think they're fantastic. I think that you get the greatest benefit and absorption rate from carbon-bonded organic minerals. There is a difference in quality, no matter what anybody tells you. You've got to get the ones that your body can readily absorb, readily utilize, and you can really begin to thrive. That is an absolute key in this process. But yeah, I mean, that's the key. You want to make sure that the minerals are where they need to be in vitamin D. So get the carbon bonded organic minerals, and then make sure that your vitamin D is at least in the upper end of the range. I mean, I would say between 70 and 80 on the blood test is a higher end where the vitamin D is the catalyst that goes in to utilize the minerals. If it's really, really low, the body can't use them the way that it needs to. So that becomes the typical challenge in RLS. But if they got you on any medication, you know, do what your doctor's telling you, but also look into this side as well.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit accidentcenterusa.com. That's accidentcenterusa.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to accidentcenterusa.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Online on
www.AskDrJoel.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Let's go to Dave now. Hi, Dave.
I'm going through a bout with renal failure. My kidneys are functioning at about 13%. I'm trying to figure out if anything, can I do naturally, holistically, to improve my kidney function.
A lot of things you can do, and a lot of people think, well, my kidneys are going down, I'm going down. But, you know, from a natural perspective, there's quite a bit. You always will look at your diet first. I mean, that's first and foremost, always. Don't ever leave that to the side. I mean, that's your foundation. So regardless of what your doctor has you doing, that, you know, stick with that, stay with it. But you really want to make sure that you're building a good overall game plan. And starts out with, of course, they're going to want your protein to be at a safe level, so you want to honor that, and I think that's smart. But you've got to look at your fruits and vegetable intake, making sure you get plenty of fruits and vegetables. Make that a great focus. Juniper berries are very, very good. They're very healing to the kidneys, as well as cayenne pepper. A lot of studies done on cayenne, and people do it in supplement form. They actually use the actual powder. They grind it up, and there's a lot of different ways that people use it. But it really gets a lot of benefit and will support the body in a great way. So you want to look at that from that perspective to start supporting the body and building it up. And again, I definitely am a big fan in a situation like this of not just winging it. You know, for example, you know, hearing what I have to say, doing your research, making sure the nephrologist knows about it and is on board with it. Because with kidney failure, you don't want to play around. It is serious. And there are natural things you can do, but you want to make sure it's not interfering with any of the treatment. And you also want to make sure that you're, you know, being smart about it. And as they're monitoring you, which I know they are, they'll be able to see these things. So your diet needs to be pristine, very good. I would get a nutritionist involved that can work with you and design everything with you. That is a real, real big piece of it. I mean, I can't tell you how important that is. To make sure that you get that solid. And I would continue to exercise as much as they'll let you do everything from a normal perspective that you can to support and build the body. Everything from the immune system to keeping the digestive tract healthy. I mean, all of it. You want to support the body as much as possible. That's how you win. And with kidney failure, no matter what stage it is, remember, you can always do things to keep the body supported and built. I mean, that is the biggest, biggest key. Is to walk through it that way, right? And but I would look into the juniper berries. I have seen so many people do well with those, and you can eat them. You can, get them ground up into a supplement form. There's a lot of different ways you can use it, but they definitely can create benefits for you. But I would check into that. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website oncallradio.com. And if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, of course, our team members are growing. All around the country. Pretty exciting. Now, the Apple Watch is out, which is pretty exciting for the health and fitness world. Apple wants to get you into shape with the new Apple Watch. It's much anticipated. Of course, it's been released. And in the company's first launch into the smart watch world, it includes fitness tracking features that have potential to attract millions of Americans who are monitoring their activity levels. According to NerdWallet research, the fitness tracker market neared 85 million in 2013 with a 35% increase over 2012, with research suggesting that technology can improve health measures like aiding in weight loss and helping consumers make smarter health decisions. All of that is extremely important. It costs about $349 is what the interface and the little device costs, and it'll be available, they're saying, sometime next year. So it looks pretty cool. You ought to go online and look at it. And some people have their own opinions of it. But it comes in stainless steel, aluminum, and an 18-karat gold version color. And so for the fitness buffs, They'll love it for a lot of different reasons, and it's really good. I mean, it offers, obviously, the phone and the apps and all that sort of thing, but the fitness side of it is what I'm pretty excited about. It, you can really compare it to one of the hottest ones out there, which is Fitbit. And Garmin, who makes that, actually outsold a lot of the smartwatches. I really do like them. I don't necessarily like, because there's a little bit of the Bluetooth technology in them, and of course the constant little bit of radiation that you get from it. It's slight, but it's still there. But however, people that need to track themselves from like the amount of steps they're taking, calories burning, and all that, it's really incredible. And it links up to your smartphone, and you know, you can keep track of everything through an app that goes with it. It's pretty incredible. So it's a great way to keep track of your fitness goals if calories and all that really mean a lot to you. And a lot of trainers really get you on specific plans where you have to count calories and stay on top of it. And that makes a real big difference. So I would encourage you to kind of look at this. And, you know, again, it's a lot of money. The Fitbit's a great one too, but it's definitely going to rival all of them because of the extra features that come along with it. Ron in Charlotte, North Carolina says, what is the best way to get your omega-3 fats? Well, I'll tell you, I like cod liver oil, but I like salmon too. So eating fish personally every day, I think, is a great option because you need the omega-3 fats. But getting cod liver oil, say a tablespoon a day, for the average adult gives you about 15 grams of omega-3 fats, which is plenty to cover for a deficiency and not having one and giving you enough to thrive on a regular basis. That's my favorite way to get it. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.